My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It is Dukes and Bell. Let's talk to our buddy Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, who normally joins us on Fridays. He's been busy. Steve, hope everything's going well. We got a lot to chop up, and you said to us last week, when you came back on, you said, next week when I come back on, we'll be able to talk more about these contracts. Well, we can, and I want to start there. First and foremost, how you doing?
I'm doing great, but that's why I'm on Monday, to fulfill my promise to my business partner.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. Let's start with what we know and what we've read and what we've talked about as far as this new TV deal for the NBA. First, it's a lot of money, yes. But, you know, the big controversy, I guess, has been Turner wanting to, you know, get back in and maybe pick up one of these packages, and the NBA's like, no. Steve, how would you describe to fans who are saying, wait a minute, is TNT not doing something here? What's the situation?
So I want to keep it simple because I'm not sure anybody but the three of us really care.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But basically, when Turner bought the rights in 2014, which I was actually at Turner at the time running TNT, we got a right to match a package, meaning that you, as the incumbent, you get two things. One, you get an exclusive negotiating window. And number two, you get a right to match, which isn't in every contract, but it was in this one. So let's go to the exclusive negotiating window. The NBA told TNT and told ESPN, who are predominantly cable subscribers, reach only, meaning you to watch them, you have to subscribe to cable, that they would like to add a third package that has a streamer.
Okay.
Both TNT and ESPN agreed to that. This is widely reported. I'm not breaking any news here.
Mm-hmm.
And the league went out and talked to the obvious suspects, YouTube, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, et cetera.
Right.
And at the same time, they continued to negotiate an exclusive period without talking to any other companies with Warner Brothers Discovery, as well as ESPN. Unfortunately for Turner, during that exclusive period, they were less than 10% apart on a price, and Turner let their exclusivity lapse.
Oh.
And when that happened, Comcast came in and made a much bigger offer. The league was asking $2.3 billion annual value for this set of rights, and Comcast came in at $2.5 billion. So ESPN made a deal during their exclusivity period. Turner did not. ESPN ostensibly bought the package. And Turner is today saying that they had the right to match any package. And so they're going for the least expensive streaming package, which is Amazon's package. And the NBA had said, no, that's not your package. And now it looks like it's headed to court.
Gotcha. I mean, the thing that I said when I first heard the news, Stephen, look, and I get it. I understand it's big boy business and the big money and the money that Amazon can throw, and that's a partner you want to be in business with. I just thought to the casual fan who doesn't follow the business news, it just looks like you're screwing a partner who helped you build the NBA brand. You know, the NBA is there because of the work you did at Turner, the amazing shows, the personalities that drives interest and drives fans to the sport. I mean, to me, Turner is part of the NBA success story.
I agree, and nobody's more emotionally connected to that show than I am.
Right.
On the other hand, the viewers voted, guys. You know, maybe because we're in the industry, we still have cable, but cable's lost about half its households. When I left Turner in 2014, there were 103 million cable households subscribing nationally. Today, it's around 52. So it's not that the NBA screwed them. It's the viewer left them. And the viewer's saying, give me Amazon. I'll give you a great example. Do you know how much Amazon is a month?
As far as the TV package?
Yeah,
it's like $5, right?
It's $14.99 or $130 for the year.
Right.
Okay?
I'm thinking of Hulu. Yes, Amazon. My bad.
Right. But the cable package is, you know, 5, 7, 10 times that. So actually, by going to Amazon is much more viewer friendly, much more. There's 200 million people who have Amazon versus 50 million. So respectfully, I kid about that part. I disagree. This is actually much more advantageous for the viewer who has voted with their remote control. Right now, on a monthly basis, 40% of all television is streaming. 25% is cable, and the other 25% is broadcast. Cable's number two and falling, and that's the way the consumer votes. So I don't think anybody's done anything wrong, but I do think it makes a hell of a fun, you know, kind of salacious sports business story.
No, it absolutely does. Steve Coonan, Hawk CEO, joining us, and with his television background, you know, we're able to talk about these things outside of just, you know, our team and other stuff. I do want to talk about the Olympics with you, but I also want to ask you, with these new deals, each broadcast entity, all right, whether it's streaming or not, has the power to hire whomever they want, right, when it comes to broadcasting these games, or does that have to be cleared by the NBA?
It is approved by the NBA.
Okay.
It is approved, meaning...
And you know where I'm going with this, right? I mean, if another network that now is in this mix wants to bring on the TNT show, does that have to be approved?
The NBA would love that. You know, we'd all love it. By the way, again, I ran this place for 14 years. Right. I didn't hire Charles, but I hired Shaq.
Sure.
To Inside. And if the ratings equaled the love that Inside the NBA got, it'd be the highest rated show on television. I mean, that show is so popular. I hope it stays together. And if you're Amazon or NBC, who's just starting, you'd want that.
Right.
But
right.
That's just not an easy thing to do. First of all, Ernie Johnson, who truly is the glue of that show and truly the reason it works. I don't know if he can leave Turner or will leave Turner where he's been for almost 40 years.
Right. Yeah.
So, but if you're Amazon and you're, you know, God bless, who wouldn't want Charles Barkley? I love going out with Charles Barkley.
We played the audio earlier with the Charles on Dan Patrick's show saying that, hey, you know, they gave me a 10-year deal and we're in year three. And so how's that going to get fixed?
Well, either they're going to pay him, and he also told how much he's getting paid. Charles, you're not the everyman when you got a salary that starts with a 200.
Right.
But he picks up the drinks.
He does.
You know, we'll see. I'd be delighted if it happened and surprised if it did, because I do think Ernie's the linchpin. And I don't know, but stranger things have happened. But, I mean, I told our ownership group last year, I told our ownership group 6 months ago, I told our ownership group 90 days ago that I thought TNT was in, and they weren't. Steve, they could have gotten it done during the exclusive period.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry and sad to see that happen.
Well, listen, business is sometimes it's tough, it's hard, it's ugly. And, you know, this is something that NBA fans and certainly people here, there's so many people, and you know this, being there and having run that building, that are affected. And that's why we talk about it. This may not be a story, I don't know, in Charlotte, but it is here because of TNT and because of the folks that work there. So we want to make sure we're addressing it because of that. And, you know, we're local. Let me ask you this as far as the Olympics, because I know Mike and I were talking about the numbers are up. I don't know how much you've watched. We caught a little bit of the opening ceremonies. I went back and watched it because I wanted to see if I missed anything. But how appealing are these Olympics, and why do you think more people are paying attention?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So I'm suffering from Olympic fever. Okay. I love the Olympics.
Okay.
I love the Olympics. And it's funny. The reason more people are watching is because of Peacock and streaming. Mm. It's exactly what's driving it, is the streaming. I think every night they're setting a record. You saw when Miami played Kansas City Chiefs in the first round of the playoffs,
right,
and 23 million people, including probably all three of us, watched it on Peacock.
Right.
So it's not an alien service. It's, you know, streaming is here to stay and growing. And people are watching it. And if you've gone to Peacock, and this is not a commercial for Peacock, I have nothing to do with Peacock. They're not a sponsor, but they're doing an incredible job. They've built their own red zone called the Gold Zone. They've got fourplex watching. I was watching surfing yesterday.
Right, from Tahiti. Me too.
How many Jewish people have ever surfed? None.
Right.
And how many have ever watched? Me. But I'm watching surfing, and... And by the way, there is actually an Israeli surfer, so I am full of crap.
Yes.
But it was fascinating. And that's the thing about the Olympics. We wouldn't watch surfing if it was the only thing on and we had nothing else to do in the world. We wouldn't watch team handball, but you put the Olympic rings on it,
right,
and there's something magical. Mm.
That's true.
Magical.
Right. And I was a big fan of Duke Kamanamaku Goldstein, too. That's amazing to see him doing it as well as he's doing it out there.
Yeah.
Riding the pipeline.
Trying 10.
Right. No, but Steve, we've always talked with the casual fan, the same people who tune into the Super Bowl for the halftime show and that stuff. I mean, it's the sweet spot, female demographics, everything. But so it's the streaming. I've got to just get with the program. I'm literally got to cut the cord. I'm one of those guys. I've got to cut the cord. Haven't done it yet because I'm still trying to find that balance.
Or do both. Or do both.
Yeah.
You make a fortune. You make Charles and Barrett.
Right.
Do both, man.
I mean, we could write it off. The standard deduction makes that hard, though, Carl. But anyway, all right, moving forward. The Hawks, by the way, how much of your Vegas summer action did you get to see? Reese Hoshay came out of the gate smoking. I mean, certainly looked as good, if not better, than anybody who was drafted around him.
Yeah, I mean, we were really pleased with him. But one of the things, you know, that we haven't ever really talked about, most guys on a summer league roster are never going to play in the NBA.
Yeah.
And when they get the ball past them, guess what they're not doing?
Right.
They ain't passing it to somebody else.
Right.
Okay, they're not making the first pick in the draft look great. So they're out to get theirs. So it's really, really tough basketball. And the other thing that a lot of our listeners might not know is, do you know how many fouls you get in summer league per player?
No.
10.
What?
Yes.
Nobody fouls out.
I didn't know that.
Nobody fouls out. It's super rough. It's super physical.
Right.
And they're all trainee refs. So between everybody trying to go get theirs and a preponderance of very physical, not NBA-type basketball, more murder ball, it's really hard to see past two games of how these guys do. But we were really pleased with them and then got them out after two games to protect them.
All right, before we let you go, I got to ask you one other thing. Steve Kuhn and Guys, Hawks
CEO. Anything. Ask me anything.
Well, so I'm spending time, downtown. And I keep seeing these buildings go up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with Centennial Yards. For those of you who do not know, those are all those buildings around the arena and all that stuff that's going up. Steve, what does this look like 2 years from now? Even when we get the World Cup in 2026, what does this look like and how is it going to enhance our city?
So the entertainment zone exteriors will be built. And there will be a big fan plaza for people to congregate and watch games going on in Mercedes, to be able to have food and beverage. But the venues won't be open yet because can't get them done in two short years. They're too big.
Okay.
But did you guys read about COSM coming?
I did.
COSM is one of the coolest ideas. Think of a sports bar that's built by the people who design planetariums.
Oh, wow.
And we love our 4K TV. They're going to have 12K TV. And you're literally going to be able to watch sporting events there that are not shot by Turner or ESPN, that are shot by the COSM team, who's made a deal with every sports league, providing you the most interactive, immersive sports experience you've ever seen in your life. Think of it literally as watching sports at the Sphere. And it's coming to Atlanta, and it's going to be their third location.
Huh.
And they're going to, go to a UFC fight and watch it on a 200-foot screen and three times the definition of the best 4K TV you've ever seen. It's going to be amazing. And that's just one of the places coming down there. So I think the entertainment district will be wide open in 3 years. And it's going to be great. The apartments are coming up now. The hotels are coming up now. And there's more to be announced and more to come.
And then we'll get
We've been talking about it for 8 years.
Right. And then we'll get in the luxury tax.
Steve, don't.
I think the French would say to Mike, bite me.
Steve, appreciate you, man. Good stuff. We'll talk soon.
Au revoir.
No more Mondays.
No more Mondays. Take care. All right, you too.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.